Most of the protests took place around the city centre, around Parliament. We did have some violence erupt this time. It started with protesters throwing Molotov cocktails and the police responding. Things escalated for a while. We had one of our former ministers getting attacked by a group of protesters as he was leaving Parliament. This was one of the largest protests that we've had in a long time. It's the seventh general strike so far this year, a lot angrier than a number of others that we've seen since the summer. The reason for that seems to be the new labour laws. What they do is they make it a lot easier for employers to fire people, and they have put a cap on salaries in the public sector.
This is the tax proposal to extend the Bush-era tax cuts for another 2 years. The Senate took up the bill. That's the White House and also Republicans, the compromise bill, if you will. They have passed it. The bill that was just passed is going to be taken up by the House tomorrow. We are getting that from the House Majority Leader over there in the House, Steny Hoyer.
Today, the United States has filed a civil lawsuit in the United States District Court in New Orleans against 9 defendants. Now, in the complaint, the United States alleges violations of federal safety and operational regulations. The nature of the interaction that we've had, other than to say that the investigation on the criminal side is it's very serious, it's ongoing, has involved attorneys from Maine Justice as well as attorneys from U.S. Attorney's Office in New Orleans, and that matter is proceeding.
If you could have seen that gentleman's eyes, this was going to happen. You saw him, Danny. This was going to happen. We could have had this place like Fort Knox, and he would have shot us if we come out of the building. He was going to do this. There was nothing we could have done to stop him.
I don't think anything was going through my mind except for the fact that these guys were sitting ducks. They were lined up like pigeons on a wire, and I couldn't leave them without trying to at least divert or somehow or other defuse the situation or just buy some time until Mike Jones, bless his heart, could get there to help us out.
It's astounding, just the scale of this, first of all. More than 500 million people, about 1 in 12 people on the planet, almost half of Americans have Facebook accounts. And not just the scale, but the depth to which Facebook has affected people's lives. I think he had a sense of the kind of change he wanted to make in the world. I think he hoped that Facebook would get as big as it did. And he's only 26. Most people in their careers, they do not start, disposing of their wealth in this charitable way until much later in their lives. But he figured, why wait?